Yeah, so we brought out today the Injuries Resolution Board's annual report and overall our awards value report for 2025 and showing, as I said, a 35% decrease on volumes overall, which is about 10,000 claims per annum that are less. You know, many people would have thought that those would have risen post-pandemic, but we've done a lot of work in terms of insurance reform across the board, which has changed the nature of claims in Ireland. Going to your question, just in terms of how does that impact on insurance costs more generally, obviously insurance costs are made up of, you know, a bucket of costs. I suppose what we would say is without what has happened in the work of the Injuries Resolution Board over the last number of years, claims and the cost of claims would be significantly higher and would have increased the price of insurance overall. So what you have in insurance costs at the moment is other things impacting it, like the cost of repairs and other things that would have been affected in terms of cost of living crisis and so on.
And what work has been engaged in to result in such a substantial drop in both the claims and the costs?
So there's, in 2021, we introduced what was called the personal injury guidelines, and they were introduced by all the judges in Ireland, the Judicial Council. And what that does is it means that both the courts and the Injuries Resolution Board are using the same guidelines now. And those guidelines recalibrated what awards would look like for more minor injuries, you know, the typical injury of a whiplash type of injury that you might have heard of before, and recalibrated it to align more closely with our UK neighbours, so what a typical award would get in other countries. And that has reduced the amount that you would get for, as I said, more minor injuries. And that has impacted in terms of the overall cost of claims. It's made quite a significant difference. So in our figures here today, we're showing that the median award, that's the typical award, is 23% less than it would have been in 2021 or in 2020 when these were brought out. And so that means instead of getting 18,000 in a typical award, you're getting 14,000 today. So it makes a big, significant difference. And to put that in context, you know, back in 2019, we would have had 275 million would have been the total amount of awards that we would have given out in that particular year. That would have been the total value of awards. And this year it's 213 million. So very significantly different.
And as you mentioned, their claims are down and the value, but the value of the award increased to 213 million last year. That's a 17% jump on 2024 based on volume of awards. Is there a risk that the system, as it becomes more stable, we're seeing a different kind of volume creep in that will keep costs high?
Yeah, so in actual fact, it's probably a statistic that it's hard to translate. But the increase last year in terms of the jump to the 213 million is actually purely down to productivity of the Injuries Resolution Board. We increased the number of awards we did in a particular year, so the application numbers didn't increase. We just got through more work in the year in terms of assessing claims. So that would be the main driver of that particular increase. So actually, if you look at the overall individual awards, they probably give you a better picture of that. But we are seeing a different type of claim occur. So what we're seeing is less claims come into us of that more minor nature, where the recovery might be within 6 months, that kind of soft tissue whiplash type injury. We're seeing less of those come in. But what we are seeing is more increases in the number of cases with complicated, complex injuries. Now that again is a good thing for Ireland overall, because many of those cases would have gone straight into the court system up until this point, and we wouldn't have had the chance to try and resolve the claim on behalf of both the claimant and the respondent. So last year, the number of cases over 100,000 increased by nearly 20%. And the number of cases where we give an award of over 50,000 makes up now 9% of all claims and has actually increased by about 40%. So, you know, that kind of shows the bucket of claims that we're dealing with is very different. And that kind of impacts the overall averages in terms of award levels as well.
You've highlighted mediation as a major success story, resolving cases in an average of about 3 months with a 54% agreement rate. For someone listening who has been injured and is worried about getting dragged into a long court battle, how much of Game Changer is the fast option?
Mediation is a hugely beneficial service, and it's not just the time. Like, the time is a huge element, but it's also the fact that it gives voice to people. So if you imagine you've been dealing with an insurance company and then you're coming to us, you it's often always about the paperwork and getting your medicals done. This allows people to say whether the respondent, that's the person answering to the claim, or the claimant, the person that's been injured, what they're looking for in terms of resolution. And, you know, remember, we deal with claims that are motor liability, public liability and employer liability. And sometimes people want to kind of say, well, actually, you know, let's say an employer liability claim, it's not just about the level of award. It might be about the type of injury, how it occurred. There might also be issues around who is actually responsible and talking that through. So it changes that incredibly. And going back to the time issue, one of the claims that we had come through the system this year that was going through our assessment pathway, which is more of an adjudication type service, and that service takes longer, but also we may not have been able to resolve everything there because we wouldn't have had the questions answered for us. That woman in that case was in her 90s. If you go to court and are looking to try and get your claim solved, it would have taken years and years and years. And that woman actually needed that money to help adjust her house for the injuries that she'd suffered. So the time element there was really important to the claimant in terms of getting that claim done and getting the person what they needed in order to be able to move on from the injury.
So it offers more flexibility for people when approaching a personal injury claim. And do you predict that this work will increase people's positive outcomes?
Absolutely. You know, as well as money, and a lot of people focus on what is your average award or your median award, there's an awful lot of stress in terms of taking a claim for somebody, and stress on the other side as well. So, you know, positive outcomes equals it's much cheaper for Ireland, it's cheaper for the claimant, it's cheaper for the respondent. That then means less legal costs and so on, and overall reduces the cost to claim. But the time element is really important in terms of also taking that stress away. And if you are a small business, a motorist, or a sports club or so on, at the other side of one of those, closing down a claim quickly and resolving it quickly allows the person to move on with much more certainty, but also gives them more certainty in terms of their premiums.